Good morning, good afternoon, good day. We are on day 10 of the November challenge, and our focus today is on plans. Thanking God for His plans that are so good and so firm, and then praying for His people to trust in them and to seek to follow His plans. Think about the news ratings lately. Where would you grade them on a spectrum? Are they closer to comfortable and make you feel at ease and at peace, or are they more like alarming, frightening, foreboding, depressing? However, we have the good news because God has planned since the beginning of time to have His Son die on the cross for our sins. So we've got good news that we can be forgiven of our sins because God, His plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken, according to Psalm 33:11. So let's pray. God, we thank You for Your plans. They are good and ordered, firm and sure. Nothing can shake Your intentions. We thank You that we can trust You with our lives, our future, because You planned it even before we were made in our mother's womb and conceived. We thank You that we can recognize that You have a plan and we can try to make plans, but it's You, O Lord, Your purposes that prevail. We thank You that You have plans for us to prosper and not harm us with a future and hope. Though we may go through suffering, it will be temporal. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see right now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen, for the things we can see will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. We pray Your people would trust Your plans and seek to follow them. We thank You, Father, that You say this is the plan determined for the whole world. You have a plan, Your hand stretched out over all nations for them to reach out and take Your hand. And You, O Lord Almighty, have purposed this, and who can thwart it? No one. Your hand is outstretched, and who can turn it back? And another thing you say to listen to You, all the remnant of Your people whom You have upheld since we were born, even to our old age and gray hairs, you are there. You are with us and will sustain us. You have made us and will carry us. You will rescue us. You ask us, with whom will we compare You or count You as equal? To whom will we liken You that we can be compared? There is no one, Father God. Some pour out gold for their bags and weigh out silver on the scales. They watch their money like a hawk. They hire a goldsmith to make it into a god and they bow down and worship it. May we never worship our money. Some people lift it to their shoulders and carry it and set it in a high place, and there it stands, and they keep watching it, thinking the money is going to save them. But even if everything is taken away from us, God, we can trust in You. And You said to remember this, to keep it in mind, take it to heart, remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, You said, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like Me, You say, O God. You said You will make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times what is still to come. And You also say Your purpose will stand and You will do all that You please. From the east You summon a bird of prey, from a far off land a man to fulfill Your purpose. What You have said, that You will bring about. What You have planned, that You will do. We thank You that we can trust in You, Father, for knowing that Your plans are sure-footed and that You who began a good work in us will carry it out to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. We thank You, God, that we might create some human plans for our course and try to control our destiny, but we trust You, Lord, that You are the one who establishes our steps. You've got plans for us, and we thank you for that. We lift up the person that has yet to know the plan that you have for them, and that's for them to be saved and to know you personally in their life. And we ask, God, that you would do whatever it takes to lead them to you, that they would know that you stand at the door and knock, and if they will open that door, you will come in and eat with them, and they with you for eternal life. They will be able to experience fellowship with you because of your plans. We thank you for all of this in Jesus' name. Recommend reading the or listening to the songs that we have posted for you. We have varying different kinds that might help you, spawn you to just spend some time thinking. As you start getting afraid every time you hear the news, remember God's plans are sure and strong. They stand firm forever. His intentions can never, never, ever be shaken.